dear friends. This is Roy Nelson. So happy to be with you today. Thank you for listening. I'm a person who has suffered from many addictions, obsessions, compulsions, phobias, panic attacks, anxiety and depression, all sorts of mental, emotional, spiritual, physical problems. I have been morbidly obese. I've been completely dependent on alcohol. I had a bag of pills, smoked cigarettes. I was a compulsive gambler. I was a compulsive worker. I used to hire a doctor or a registered nurse to travel with me to give me IVs of Valium or sodium pentothal if the panic and the terror got too bad. I'm a hopeless, hopeless, hopeless case. And I have been healed through spiritual means by God's sweet, loving grace, that sweet spirit, the same sweet spirit that resides within each of you. I'm here today to talk to you about meditation. Now, meditation is one of the things that I have incorporated in my life over the past four decades that has served me extremely well. And I'm sure it will serve you well too if you will be willing to work on it and do it. It's a very simple process. A few ground rules I want to share with you before we start. First off, highly recommend you meditate on an empty stomach. 20 minutes in the morning before breakfast, 20 minutes in the late afternoon before dinner. I recommend you not meditate late at night because it can keep you awake at night. I recommend you sit straight with your back straight. Your back can be supported, but not your head. Feet flat on the floor, or if you're sitting and you want to sit with your legs folded under you in the lotus position, that's fine. If you want to sit in your bed and meditate with your legs out in front of you, that's fine. The important thing is that you want to be peacefully sitting so that you can focus on your meditation and not being uncomfortable in the way you're sitting. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to take you through a short little lesson in meditating. First off, I want you simply to sit down, and don't do this while you're driving. Sit down and close your eyes. Simply close your eyes. Now, we're going to close our eyes for about a minute. Don't mind the time. I will mind the time for us. Now slowly open your eyes. Now notice the peace that you experienced with sitting with your eyes closed. That's just a taste of what you're going to get from meditating. Now what we're going to do now is we're going to choose a mantra. Now a mantra is a simple little word. It can be a word of absolute truth. It can be a statement of truth. It can be something completely meaningful to you, or completely meaningless. It's something you're going to repeat silently in your mind while you're meditating. It can be peace, love, harmony, joy, spirit, God, love. It can be anything you see fit for it to be. Or it's just a sound or a phrase. It can be God is with me and all is well. God is love. It can be anything you want it to be. And I recommend you choose something and stick with it for at least 2 weeks. That you don't change your mantra every time you meditate. It's okay to change it, but use one for at least a couple of weeks before you decide to change it. All right, now we're going to sit down. Each of you have chosen your mantra now. So you're going to sit down and close your eyes. And after about a half a minute, you're going to start repeating your mantra silently in your mind. You're going to have thoughts coming. And don't worry about the thoughts. The important thing is we don't entertain the thoughts, but we don't fight or resist the thoughts. We simply let the thoughts come. And when you're having thoughts and you're meditating, it means you're throwing off stress. So it's a good thing. So what you want to do is when you realize you're having thoughts other than your mantra, you want to gently steer your mind back to your mantra. And start repeating your mantra again, okay? We're going to meditate for about 3 minutes, but don't mind the time. I'll mind the time for you. All right, stop your mantra. Keep your eyes closed for the moment. Gently Slowly open your eyes. Do you notice how peaceful it was? That's what we get. That's how we meditate. Okay? Now, it's very important to take, when we start meditating for 20 minutes, I recommend you take at least 3 minutes after you stop your mantra to cool down before you come back into the conscious world here, so that you can have a chance to give your body and your mind a chance to acclimate back into the activities of the day. Now, I personally say a little prayer before I meditate and a little prayer afterwards, but that's personal to me, and you don't have to do that. It just helps me. But when you're only meditating for 3 minutes, then you can just wait a minute or something like that. And now we're going to meditate for 10 minutes. And that's going to give you an idea. That's going to give you, you know, get you moving into toward 20 minutes, because it's really important to meditate 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening. Now, you don't, if you have to start with a lesser amount, then that's fine, but you need to work your way up to 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening. Personally, I think it's important just to start with 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, but if you do what you have to do. All right, now we're going to sit down quietly, close our eyes, and after about a half a minute, we're going to start our mantra, and we're going to meditate for 10 minutes. Don't mind the time. I will mind the time for you. Okay, now stop your mantra. Now, this time I recommend you keep your eyes closed for at least a couple of minutes, because we've been meditating 10 minutes now. You can stretch, you can scratch, you can move, but don't get up and move around. Just sit. You can move your body if you need to. And keep your eyes closed. Okay, now slowly open. Now you notice how peaceful it was. And it's going to get more and more and more and more peaceful and more important to you as time goes on. Don't worry about the thoughts. Some people say they can't meditate because their mind's too busy. Well, that's precisely why you need to meditate. All right, now we're going to meditate for 20 minutes. And this is what you're going to do every day, morning and evening. Okay, then we're going to sit down, close our eyes, and after about a half a minute, we're going to start repeating the mantra. Don't mind the time. I will mind the time for you. Okay, stop the mantra. Now, I recommend you take 3 minutes this time. From now on, take 3 minutes after you stop the mantra before you open your eyes. It's okay to scratch or stretch, move your body, but keep your eyes closed. Okay, slowly open your eyes. And now that's how we meditate. Now you see how peaceful it was that we meditated for 20 minutes? Now you can do that. Don't judge your meditation. Every meditation is good. Don't judge it as good or bad. Enjoy the meditation, and it will get better and better and better and better and better. And more, it will be more rewarding to you as time goes on. Important to take the time for yourself. Make an appointment with yourself to meditate twice a day, and you will never be sorry you did that. Thank you, my dear friends. I'm sending you love, and I'm wishing you many blessings. This is Roy Nelson.